when the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And there's some cute stuff on Facebook these days. And just to get us started, it is the first Sunday of August already. And actually, we're almost a week into August because it's the 6th. July was a long month, so we had five Sundays. So at any rate, once you wrap your head around that, then we're in the seafare season, and it is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. So we will be talking to our local rescues and sanctuaries and so forth. And so on this first Sunday, it's usually just me and Nathan, and I get to do the show from home. So I'm Zooming. And Animal World's production engineers keep everything running in the studio, and it feels the same. He looks like he's just right across the desk from me. So good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Happy Seafair Sunday to you.
Yes, and you. And gosh, we had a little turn of the weather here. We've been having spectacular weather. You know, I mean, the first thing I got to say, Nathan, is how blessed are we to live in the Pacific Northwest. When you look around the country and the world and what weather is doing, and with climate change and all of that, and the heat waves and the storm and all of that, and my gosh, we're going through a period of having like perfect weather. At least in my Netherlands, it's been 70s, you know, maybe mid 70s to low 80s during the day, and beautiful. And it's cooling down at night to like the high 50s mm-hmm. or 60s. So the house cools off. And it's like, my gosh, it's just been beautiful. And it's like, and then you look around what's going around with everybody else. And you know, my friends that moved down to Phoenix, for heaven's sakes, you know, the dog can't even go outside except to go potty. It's been over 110 for like forever.
Right. Just insanely hot down south.
Yeah. And it's just incredible place. So anyway, I think we all should take a moment to be grateful that we live here and what wonderful weather we're having.
Well, we can also understand what they're going through too, because just a few years ago, you know, we had 115 degree temperatures up here in the Pacific Northwest. And I know down in Arizona, they don't get much humidity. So for us, we had, you know, like 70, 80% humidity, and that makes it feel even hotter than it does down in Arizona.
Yeah, it's more comfortable. I don't know, but the humidity is definitely going up around here. And I don't know, I think it has to do with the onshore or offshore flows or whatever's going on with air circulation. But I don't know, it's just felt consistently a lot more humid to me around here lately. And of course, you know, we did have that big heat wave, a couple years ago, and we mm-hmm. went up over 100 everywhere. I didn't get up to the 115. I think I only got up to like the 105 six area, but I'll tell you what, that was way more than I can handle. And I realized, of course, my little setup of fans and one little portable air conditioner didn't even begin to cut it for that heat. And that's when I learned some of my really greatest tips of sleeping with frozen water bottles. Yeah. And, well, and that saved me, but that made me regroup. And I ended up biting the bullet and saying, okay, I may only need it for a few days at a time, but I'm getting a second indoor little portable air conditioner so I can have one at each end of the house and, you know, one in my bedroom, because they now make them. Originally, when I bought this house and moved in, that my windows were different than normal windows, and you couldn't vent air conditioner. But that's changed, and now they make them so you can pretty much vent them in almost any kind of window. So I have two now, and although we haven't gone up over 100 degrees and had that kind of a heat wave, I'm like 99.9% sure I've got the bases covered now, and I won't suffer. You know, my animals won't suffer. We'll at least have a room or two in the house that we will be comfortable in and all of that. So I hope not to ever have to test it, but I think that I've got a good system going now.
Yeah, and if you keep like your windows closed and prevent the sun from getting inside and insulate it better, then
yep.
It could definitely do a good job. I mean, it won't get you down to, you know, like if you had central air conditioning, but it'll at least make it tolerable and you can make yourself comfortable compared to what's going on outside.
No, I don't have a large house, and you only have one on each end. So, you know, you never know. It might be more like, well, it wouldn't be central air conditioning. But anyway, I'll be okay, I think. So, but we'll see if I have to test that. But then, okay, so back today, Seafair Sunday, we've been having this glorious weather. And we even had beautiful weather for 4th of July, and that like never happens out here.
I know, right?
But we did. But it kind of looks like, okay, we're paying for it now because Seafair Sunday is kind of cloudy. Now, it's brightening up a little bit out here, Nathan. Is it brightening up down there?
Let me turn over the camera so you can see it too.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We got like a little bit of rolling clouds almost looks like. I mean, it kind of transitions from a lighter gray to darker gray to lighter gray. So think of like rolling hills, but up in the sky in cloud form is kind of what's going on right now. We do have some lower clouds that are kind of rolling through at the moment, maybe marine air. I'm not sure yet, but yesterday we had a high cloud cover, so the Blue Angels were still able to do their high ceiling show and do all the aerobatics high up in the air with like the loops and other things. And so we'll see what happens. Around 3:30 is when they'll be starting their show. So if these clouds continue to stick around, we could probably expect to see a low ceiling show today, but time will tell.
You know, and I'm amazed. I mean, because it's Seafair Sunday, and that means we've got the hydroplane races, you know, on Lake Washington. And what has just really struck me today is that, Nathan, I'm old. I'm getting older. And I'm kind of a little bit in shock waking up to the fact of how much life has changed through my life and growing up. Because what's shocking me this weekend is that for the majority of my life, Seafair and Seafair Sunday was the biggest thing that happened around here. And the world stopped for Seafair Sunday and the hydro races. And it wasn't like we had smartphones and other things to do and stuff. That was like the only ball game in town. And everybody did Seafair Sunday in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. We were either at the races or were at a party watching the races on TV. It was total coverage all day long on the radio, on the TV. Way back in the day, more than one radio station carried things, more than one television channel carried things. And that's everybody's focus was the whole thing. And now it's kind of like, Seafair Sunday. What the heck is that? I'm amazed at how unimportant it is anymore. Mm. And I guess what really made me realize how unimportant it is anymore is the fact that I think I heard, you know, on the news that this is the first year, because we have the hydro races, mm-hmm. and all that stuff goes on down there at Stan Sayers Pits and all that. And then the big show in the middle of the races are the planes and then the Blue Angels and all of that. Well, that has always been such a big deal that they've had to close down the I-90 bridge, mm-hmm. while the Blue Angels were flying. And they did that for safety purposes and so forth. But the biggest reason they had to do that was because if they didn't close the bridge, the races and the Angels were so important and everybody was so focused that it was really dangerous, because people would just stop their cars all over the bridge and get out to watch the planes and the races. And it was a nightmare, you know, for State Patrol and all of that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they just ended up having to, they'd close it for when the Blue Angels flew. And then there'd be all kinds of warnings all over the news. And you better not try to park on that bridge. And you better not, you know. And all, when we were all in trouble before the Sunday ever happened. But that's just always been the case. Well, now, I guess today, we don't have to tell you to either get your, you know, get over the bridge or not, because it'll be closed for a while. I can remember years doing the show in the station, Nathan, when I lived over in Seattle. Mm-hmm. We'd have to wrap up the show really fast, and I'd have to get in line to go over I-90 to get home, because if I didn't do it immediately after the show, I'd get stuck and couldn't get there. Or, you know, and I have to sit there for an hour while...
Or go around the south side of Lake Washington.
Yeah. But apparently that's not happening this year. The bridge is going to be open. But you aren't allowed to park on the bridge, you know, to watch the planes and stuff. So don't be doing that, because I'm sure they'll be policing it.
Oh, and definitely will be.
Be safe. So that's what really surprised me, is that it, you know, it's so much lower key. And now, it used to be when I was on Animal World was on Como, the radio stations that would cover the races would change from year to year, depending on who got the contract and that sort of thing. And from time to time, Como was the station that would be running it. So in that case, Animal World would be preempted, or we'd be doing a partial show in the morning and then talking to them at Stan Sayers and going back and forth and all of that. Then my memory is not as good as it used to be sometimes. And I know since I've been here at KKNW, which has been a long time, because I started here in 2003, actually. Mm-hmm. That was after about 10 years at Como and KBI. But at any rate, I remember that KKNW had something to do with the hydros.
I think it was Kixie.
Well, I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, one of our stations here in the network.
We were involved with it, because I can remember I was talking to people at the pits and we were going back and forth. And I can't remember if we were partially preempted or if we were doing any broadcasting with the show. But at some point, there was at least one year when this station was involved. But I don't remember all the details now. So it's been a long history. This has been going on for a long time. And I don't even know anymore, Nathan, what time do the... that was the other big news, is I think, you know, the Gold Cup was always a really big deal, and winning the Gold Cup. Mm-hmm. And it was extra special when the Gold Cup was part of the Seafair races. And it isn't always every year. But that hasn't happened for a long time, but apparently this is the first year in a very, very long time. This is the Gold Cup today, is it not?
Yeah, we got the Gold Cup going on. They have that race, the final race, or that's the Home Street Bank Cup final. And then the Gold Cup race is at 2:35, and 4:30 will be the ceremony for the awards and the winners of the event.
So anyway, I'm just, you know, letting you know, all you youngins out there, Seafair used to be a much bigger deal. And holy mackerel, Seattle would come to an end and stop for the pirate, the Seafair Pirates, when they came to town. Mm-hmm. There would be a big deal and a big celebration and all of that. And oh my, and all the Seafair celebrations. And gosh, the Torchlight Parade was just like the social event of the season. And this year, it wasn't even at night. It wasn't even Torchlight. It was in the afternoon.
Oh.
So it's like, I'm kind of watching, like, what's going on here? My
I know,
world
especially
has changed.
Down, because I'm in a Renton area, and we do the Renton River Days Parade, and they changed up the pirates. You know, they used to have that air cannon that would make a really loud bang, of course, with a siren beforehand, but I don't think they do that air cannon anymore, so they just kind of go through without shooting off that cannon, and
yeah, well,
it's
we probably could
same.
Do without that.
Yeah.
Or at least our animal friends could
but
do
But things are changing,
that.
That's for but, sure.
And then my family, we were even more into the hydro, all that stuff than everybody, because we had a real strong family connection. So, the Hanauers, you know Chip Hanauer. Are you old enough to know who Chip Hanauer is, Nathan?
No.
Oh, God. You don't know who Chip is?
Not familiar with the name.
Oh, for crying out loud. Okay, I'm going home. Oh, geez, I already am home. Well, Chip Hanauer grew up here in Seattle, and his dad worked with my dad, and so our families were friends, and we hung up. Anyway, Chip became one of the greatest hydro drivers of all times, and it was champion and won the Gold Cup all kinds of times. Anyway, Chip is like the hydro driver, and I think he still is involved in a little bit in the Seafair and the races and stuff. And he's usually on some, you know, doing interviews and all of that.
See, for me, my big hydroplane was the Miss Budweiser. That was, and then, of course, the Oh Boy Oberto hydroplane.
Yeah, but see, that's all that.
That's my days of hydroplane racing.
The best hydro that ever flew around the lake. The Hawaii Kai.
Ooh.
Hawaii Kai. I even had a model Hawaii Kai. You know why? Because it was pink. And it was the coolest hydroplane. It was bright, hot pink. The Hawaii Kai. And that was my favorite one. And, we'll just get too carried away if I get into then all the drivers and all of that. And then how Chip got involved. And he raced in the lower levels of hydros and then worked his way up to be the big hydroplane drivers. And, I'm trying to remember who he drove for so many years, but, one of the, you know, the big winners and all of that. But anyway, so that's why our family was much more involved. Or connected was because we were friends with the Hanauers, and I grew up with Chip, and he's the one that he and his brother, older brother, helped me learn to ride a bike. And those little buggers, we were in their backyard. They had a big backyard and a hill. The Chip and his brother and my brother, they just put me on this big, huge boy's bike with a bar, so my feet didn't reach the ground, and then they just pushed me off the hill. Well, by golly, I was riding that bike by the time I got down to the bottom of the hill. And that's how I learned to ride a bike. So, gosh, it was fun growing up with them. But anyway, if you happen to be around, and I think there's got to be some TV channel will be doing the races. And I don't know what radio station is doing it this year. It's not us.
As far as TV goes, it'll be on Kong.
Oh, really? So it doesn't even get the bigger network, so it'll be on Kong.
Yeah. Also known as King 5.
And what time do the races start? Have you got a schedule? What's the schedule,
just in case anybody cares? Accidentally closed it. Let me click it open again. So we're talking about the hydros here.
Yeah.
We'll be doing, they got the junior J Hydro final is at 10 o'clock, and then Heat 1 3A start will be at around 11:10. And those will continue about every, another race at 11:25 for Heat B. And then the 4 would be at 12:40 and 12:55. And that looks like it'll be everything before the Gold Cup.
And the Gold Cup is going to run at
2:35.
2:35. Okay, try to remember that. All righty. So, and then the Blue Angels. Oh, they're flying after the Gold Cup race.
Yeah, Blue Angels are typically considered like the headliners, so they'll be
right. But back in the day, it used to be they do like Heat 1A, 1B, and 2A, 2B, and then while everybody's revving up for the big race, that in the middle would be the show of the all the, you know, the helicopters and all the other planes, and then the Blue Angels, and then you'd come back and have the Gold Cup or the big race. So it didn't happen, but now it sounds like it's after all the races.
Well, they do have 12 different aerial performances, so and probably makes sense why it's so staggered like that, or it changed up a little bit, and making sure that you get all the big events at the end.
All right. Well, and it looks like, so I think we just have the cloudier weather. Actually, Nathan, I've got just a peak of sunshine coming up out here.
I can believe it. No. I'm looking up north, and it does seem to get a little bit
does
brighter.
It look lighter up here? Because I swear I'm seeing just a little bit of sunshine.
Yeah, it's towards the north. It's hard to see out the window here because we look west, but I do see the sky getting a little bit brighter as it heads east and north.
Okay, so what we got? What do we got coming up weather-wise for the week?
Well, we're going to have a little bit of rain probably tomorrow and just probably scattered showers going on. And as far as the remainder of the week, it's, like you said earlier, just kind of cooler temperatures, but mostly sunny, kind of right in that sweet spot as far as amount of sun and warmth of temperature goes.
A little bit of cooler weather and maybe a little bit of rain. I was hoping to get some rain. I have not gotten any rain in this last day or two. Yesterday I was out, I did a session. I was down in Bellevue working, doing a session, and there was light rain to and from while I was there. Not enough that I ever had to turn my windshield wipers on, so it wasn't good enough to water anything, and I didn't get any out here. So I was hoping for some rain, but I'm going to have to get out and do some watering today.
And Monday and Wednesday look like the days that if we have rain, that's when it'll be on.
Okay, so...
And highs will never get into the 80 degrees. We'll get close to 80 degrees, but probably won't enter up into them.
Yeah, so just remember to pay attention to the weather and your animal friends, and not be hauling your dogs around town and leaving them in the car, especially when, you know, it might start out gray, but sun comes out. You know, it's the time of year we really, really, really have to pay attention to making sure we don't overheat our dogs in the car. So please be careful. And if it does heat up again, you even have to pay attention to the temperature of the pavement and walking on that kind of stuff. But at least today, if you take your dogs out for Seafair or anything else, it's a pretty cool considering. That's but just be wise. And I think looking at the clock here, geez, we've got to officially start the show, and we've got to take care of advertisers before we get to our first interview. So let's see. What's your pleasure, Nathan? Shall we start with our prayers and affirmations and then do ads for our interview, or vice versa?
Let's go ahead and take care of the prayers and affirmations now.
Okay.
We'll do the ads and get Marilyn.
All righty. So if you haven't been here before, I officially start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. And that reminds me. Okay, off on another tangent, Nathan, but it's your fault. No, actually, it's your mom's fault. I was just going to say, my work has been guided by Saint Francis all this time, but I posted the cutest picture on the Animal World Facebook page this week. It's a statue of Saint Francis.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little bird, little bluebird, a real live bluebird at his feet looking up at him. And it's the most precious thing. Well, your mom chimed in and said, well, Saint Francis is my favorite saint.
Yeah.
So anyway, your mom and I have something in common because he's our favorite saint. And so just had to mention that. And if you haven't seen the adorable picture of the Saint Francis statue with the little bluebird, it's so worth going there to see.
It almost looks like the statue itself bent over just to talk to
just
that
to talk
bird.
To that little bluebird, right?
Like maybe originally the statue was just sitting there, and then the statue took motion and went down to say hi to the bird.
Yeah, and Then right above that, are you watching the two dogs walking next to each other?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, is that the cutest fat butts you've ever seen? Golden Retriever, and it looks like maybe a Border Collie type.
Mm-hmm.
But they're rocking in sync, and their butts are moving back and forth, but they're very well-groomed. But they're a little on the heavy side. But, oh, watching them walk together is just too darn cute. Okay, all right, let's get back on track here. Let's see. And of course, I clicked the wrong thing, so now I can't. There we go. All righty. We are going to start with a couple of prayers here to St. Francis, because it's the saint that guides my work, and it's Sunday. And then we got a pile of affirmations to get us spiritualized up for the day and the week. You participating with me is completely up to you, voluntary. So you can say the prayers along with me out loud or silently. You can use them during the week, the affirmations, as many of us do, or you can completely opt out. It's not like dancing when get our exercise and spread the love around the planet at 10 and 11. Dancing's required, but this you can opt out. So here we go. I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, St. Francis of Assisi, peace prayer for us human animals. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, now we got this pile of affirmations all contributed by some members of our animal world family somewhere. And I say each one out loud three times. And like I said, you can say them out with me or you cannot. It's totally up to you. This first one comes from the spiritual directors of Ananda. Shifted my life years ago. And it's my go-to affirmation. So I share it with you. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Now, this one comes from Linda Rasmussen, our best in energy codes gal. And by the way, Linda and Dr. Nels be in the studio next week with us. So be sure and join us for your free remote treatments. And we go three times with this one as well. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty, now this one comes from the Ananda Institute of the Italian Division, and the one I use to keep myself in the higher energies of good health and well-being, especially when I go out and about. Here we go with this. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this one is contributed by Natasha, our communicator and feng shui and personal awareness coach. And this one helps keep us kind of in alignment with all this energy shifting that's going on. So here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then we conclude this pile of affirmations with the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation. And this one, we send the love and the light all over the planet. And boy, is it needed everywhere, here and all around. So join me with this. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then, we are all spiritualized up and ready to go for the day and the week. All we got to do here is take care of advertisers, and then we will get to Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And Marilyn's going to join us for Meow, so we'll find out what the kitties are up to next. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150kknw.com on the web.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, of course, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen at healingministryforanimals.com. You know, he's made the big move now over to Idaho. I can tell you that he's arrived safely. And all the animals are good and they're getting settled in, and I can't wait to talk to him next Sunday and hear how they like their new place and how it's going, and to see if we can pull, you know, off Animal World without any glitches. His sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio with me and Nathan and Stacy, but Nels will be zooming in or somewhere from Idaho. So keep your fingers crossed, think good thoughts that all the technical stuff works well, because he is kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And he will be here as usual to do free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. In the meantime, he is available to help you or your animal friends now. All you have to do is go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. Fill out the contact form. He always does a free telephone evaluation, so you can just let him know you want to talk. He'll arrange a call and let you know how he can help. And it's all, of course, done remotely at this point. The remote treatments are every bit as effective as in person, sometimes even more powerful. So check them out, healingministryforanimals.com. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then, Nathan, I think we're good. And it is time to get busy with our shelter rescues, sanctuaries, and anything that helps our animal friends. And doing a great job of that would be Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, and representing Meow and joining us as usual, Marilyn Hendrickson is here. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
And how are you today on this Seafair Sunday?
I'm doing well. I've got two purring kittens on my lap, and I'm pretty happy.
So do you remember the days when Seafair Sunday was like the social event of the season, and everybody was involved?
I do. I attended Seafair once, and actually, that was enough for me.
A very noisy event.
Yes. I mean, now were you on a boat on the lake, on the log boom, or on the beach?
I was on the beach.
Okay, yeah. That's kind of crazy. Yeah, that can be crazy.
We did
that when I was young. I've been on a boat, on the log boom, all of that for many years. I had friends that lived right above that area of Stansayer Pits, and so you had to have a parking permit to get into the area on Seafair Sunday, but they would have a big party. And so we would be at their house, and we could actually see, you know, the hydros down below us. And then, you know, they'd have the TVs on all over the place, and, you know, tons of food, and the Blue Angels would fly right over us. But anyway, it was a really big deal, and it's not so much anymore. But anyway, I'm so glad you could join us, and you're not out seafaring. So for anybody that doesn't know, why don't you give us the lowdown on what's Meow all about?
Meow Cat Rescue. We are a 501c3 nonprofit animal shelter rescue organization. We just had our 25th or 26th year in operation.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, we have cats and kittens at the shelter, dogs and puppies in foster care. We are in Kirkland in the Houghton area, and we have a shelter absolutely cram-packed full of cats and kittens right now.
Well, the actual shelter is in, I think it's called the Houghton Plaza in Kirkland, and it's where the old PCC used to be, in case you want to know.
Right across the parking lot from where the old PCC was.
You guys are sounds like pretty much back in full swing, that the shelter's full, and you now have open hours for people to come and see the cats and kittens. I think 4 days a week now, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct.
So on those days, the shelter is open from 1 to 5 p.m., is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's when you can come in. So in the meantime, so don't let the name Meow Cat Rescue fool you, because you don't just have meows, you have some woof-woofs too, right?
Yeah, we do. I'm not sure how many, but we do have dogs in foster care, and they can be viewed on our website.
So the website would be meowcatrescue.org. And yeah. You can, I think you once you go to the website, you click on either available cats and kittens or available dogs. So, but anyway, that will take you to see the pictures and descriptions of the animals that are available.
Mm-hmm.
And sound like you said from what you were saying, it sounds like you guys are up to your eyeballs in cats and kittens right now. Is that just, are you crammed full?
Yeah. We truly are. We are full. We've got all of our free roaming rooms are full. Our suites are full. Our cages are full. I think our foster homes are full.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just been a really unusually brutal year in terms of hoarding situations and free roaming cats having kittens, and we're just plugging away.
So the way it works, if you guys end up with pregnant moms or moms that have just given birth and with young kittens or sort of those cats or kittens go into foster care, and yeah. And the kittens stay with your fosters until they're old enough to be spayed and neutered. Is that right?
Right. So everybody at the shelter who's available for adoption has been spayed or neutered. So yeah, no one is, no cats or kittens are at the shelter available if they're not altered. So yeah, for the most part, almost everybody starts their meow life in a foster home, and then they eventually make it into the shelter. Now, occasionally, I know this week we had one of our rescuers brought in three beautiful orange tabby boys who had been abandoned. The people moved and left them behind, and they've already been altered. And
were these adult orange tabbies? Or
yep, 3 1-year-old boys. They look like they're triplets.
Oh wow!
And actually, one of them got adopted yesterday. He was not even there 24 hours, which was really nice. But that happens occasionally where some really nice cats just come in and they're ready to go. So
so you just have to spay or neuter them if they're not. And then they can be adopted out.
And we viral test, and vaccinate. And we do everything besides the spay neuter to make sure they're healthy and ready to go.
Wonderful, wonderful. So yeah. I'm assuming that you have a lot of kittens available right now in the shelter. Yeah. That's right? And so let's give an idea, because the kittens have to stay in foster care until they're old enough to be spayed and neutered. And you're able to do it when they're fairly young, but I think they have to reach a certain weight before they qualify. Is that correct?
Yeah. Most of the vets that we work with like them to be at least 3 pounds. Some will go as small as 2.5 pounds. But the other challenge we're facing this year is getting spay-neuter appointments.
Oh, wow.
They're booked. For example, I have 5 kittens and they're ready to be altered, but I can't get an appointment until September.
So wow. Now, so does Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project, are they the ones that do your spaying and neutering?
They're one of the organizations we use. We use Everett Animal Shelter. We have a couple local vets that help us out and do spays and neuters at a greatly reduced price. So
you have a number of sources to get those spays and neuters done, and even so, you can't get it done. Wow.
So if there's any vets out there listening, and if anybody could help us out, we would so very, very much appreciate it.
Yeah, so that means, if any vets out there listening, if you've got a big heart and want to serve and want to do them pro bono and just for the goodness of the cause here in Meow, that's great. Or you could do it at a very reduced rate, but obviously there we're not talking about them paying full price for spays and neuters for these babies. But yeah, absolutely. If vets out there, if you can help them with the overflow, that would be greatly appreciated. And you could just contact Meow, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All righty. Well, we've got to take care of advertisers here for the last time in this hour before we run out of time. And then we continue. We'll talk with Marilyn and we'll find out. I assume we're open from 1 to 5 this afternoon. And then we'll find out a little about who's there and what we've got coming up. Anything we need to know about, events or fundraisers or whatever. But more with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland straight ahead. Right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com, and you can check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Dog supplements are absolutely incredible for great skin and hair coat. And there's a hip and joint formula, best cat vitamins and most palatable that I've ever encountered, the NuPro Nuggets. So check them out, NuProSupplements.com. You can find the dog supplements usually in pet stores around the area, but you can also order on Amazon. So check them out, NuProSupplements.com. Remember, our sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available to help you with healing and energy balancing and sound healing. The Gong Room is incredible. The Whispering Dragon Center is in Jude's home now in Shoreline. Great location, easy parking, easy to get to. And it's incredible to experience the gongs and the acutonic forks and any chiropractic adjustments you might need. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All right. We are in the middle of a conversation with Marilyn Hendrickson from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. They have dogs as well, but the dogs are in foster care. So you have to go to the website, meowcatrescue.org, and check out available dogs if you want to see what they've got in that department. Otherwise, the cats and the kittens that are available for adoption are in the shelter, which is in the Houghton Plaza in Kirkland. And Marilyn, you guys are open today for people to come.
We need to call her back real quick. Just heads up.
All right. So we're just having an issue with connectivity problems here. So Nathan is going to get that straightened out. Anyway, they are open from 1 to 5 p.m. this afternoon. And it looks like we're back in business. So, hey, Marilyn, welcome back.
Thank you.
Guess we lost you for a moment.
Yeah, everything went dark.
Okay, well, good thing you're not on a boat in Lake Washington. We would have thought you fell in. So, anyway, I was just saying, so Meow is open today from 1 to 5 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you mentioned the three... orange boys that came in and that one of them got a home right away. Obviously nobody adopted all three of them together, but the other two are still available and they're in the shelter waiting for somebody.
Yep. They're waiting to go, and they're pretty bonded. So they're going to go together.
Ah, they're, good.
Every
okay.
time we look at them, they're hugging, they're embracing every time.
Oh,
really sweet.
So they're about a year old orange tabbies,
mm-hmm.
and you said really neat. And orange cats are usually really cool cats.
Yeah.
They just usually have really great personalities and temperaments and are usually pretty social.
Yeah. Someone once told me that they refer to them as the golden retriever of the cat world.
Yeah. I think I'd have to agree with that. So that's just, you know, one example of kitties that are available. Do you have a nice selection, I would imagine, of what older, of adult cats, maybe some older cats and a bunch of the younger kitten types? What do you got going on?
We do. Well, where kittens are concerned, I think we have every color and fur length that you can even imagine. So we've got quite a variety of kittens. For adults, we've got, I don't even know where to begin. We have a pair of cats that, they're a bonded pair, they're brother and sister. I think they're 4 years old. They were returned to us. They have a bit of a weight problem.
But, uh-oh.
kind of like the one that your friend adopted.
Runyon.
Runyon, yeah. Kind of like Runyon, not as big as Runyon, but... They're the sweetest cats imaginable. They're looking for a home, and they're in one of our suites. And we've got another very nice cat whose name is Oliver. And he's one or two. He has a mild heart murmur, which is not a big deal. And he's raring to go. And just lots and lots of kitties.
Well, that's wonderful to know, and especially in the kitten department, you say you pretty much, you got all the colors, you got all long hairs, medium hairs, short hairs, you got everything. So pretty much, I think it's probably fair to say, folks, if you're wanting a kitty, especially if you want an adult, a younger kitten type, Meow's got your kitten. Whatever you're looking for, they got it.
Yep.
So you can just head on down. And anymore, you don't have to make appointments. You can just come in.
Yeah.
Between 1 and 5, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, is there anything coming up in the rest of the summer? any kind of events or fundraisers or anything we need to know about?
We don't have anything in the works right now. As far as I know, the Holiday Bazaar, which won't be until the end of November, will be coming up. But right now, I think everybody's still recovering from the auction.
Gotcha. Okay. So right now, the biggest things going on in Meow would be finding homes for the mm-hmm. overload of cats and kittens that you have. Yeah. A plea to any veterinarians that might be listening, or anyone of you know veterinarians that might be service oriented and might like to help them out with some either very, very low cost spay and neuters or free spay and neuters for these kittens that are ready to go for adoption, but they can't until they're spayed and neutered. And what you said, Marilyn, you can't get an appointment now until September, even with all mm-hmm. the resources that you guys have. So
yeah.
Anyway, anybody listening out there, shake the bushes. You know, any vets out there, like I said, that are service oriented and would like to, dive in and help with the cause to get these kitties into good homes. Because
mm-hmm.
it seems a shame
so
that, you know, they have to stay because there are no vets available to do the surgeries.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
yeah, that would help so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it sounds like you said everything is full. So mm-hmm. that's got to mean that if people need to surrender cats for some reason, you can't take anybody right now, I would imagine.
Only if we have a foster home available.
But you said you thought that your fosters are full.
Well, I think they are. I think they are. I know as of last week, I think we had two open, but I know we also got a litter of kittens the other day. So I'm not entirely
sure. We don't have much time left, but let's put out a play. Hey, how about you just general folks out there? Anybody open to being a foster home for Meow? Any qualifications? What do people have to have in place to qualify to be a foster home for Meow?
There aren't a lot of qualifications. We just need someone that can house some kitties in a safe place for, weeks, sometimes up to a couple months. Just taking care of them, feeding them, bringing them in for their vaccine appointments, and just giving them lots of love and lots of socialization.
Yeah, that's a really fun thing to do. And the nice thing mm-hmm. is that, you're not obligated to keep them. You're just raising them, and then they go to the shelter to be adopted out. So if you're interested in being a foster home for Meow, should they just call Meow?
Yes. They could call us at 425-822-6369.
So 425-822-6369. All righty. And it's Meow Cat Rescue. They're in the Houghton Plaza in Kirkland. They're open from 1 to 5 p.m. this afternoon, Sunday. But they're there. And then every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. The website is up anytime, meowcatrescue.org. And that's where you can click on available cats and kittens or available dogs and see what they have available in the shelter, and you might find your kitty before you even go to the shelter, or maybe you just want to go and meet everybody that's there and see who gets your heart. So anyway, Marilyn, it's been so great to catch up with you, and fingers crossed that fosters show up and homes for all those kitties. And thanks for spending some time with us here, and we'll talk to you again in September.
And it seems like the call just got disconnected again, so we'll leave it at that.
Oh, that's
and
what you were doing.
Thank you to Marilyn for joining us.
Well,
on
I'm glad
Rescue.
It
thanks
all worked out till then, and hopefully we worked out our call karma there. Nathan, and so the rest of the calls for the show will be fine. All righty, that brings us to the top of the hour. That means it's time to break out the love train and get on and get our exercise and dancing in for the day, spreading the love and light all over the planet. Boy, is that necessary. You just need to know that dancing is required. but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet. Join me on the love train. I'll cruise by and pick you up. We'll just send love and light all over the place. And then when we continue, it's time to, well, we're not really heading to India, but we're going to be talking to Help Animals India and Eileen and find out all the great stuff going on and how we can help all those animals in India. So I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.